You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Todd Peters of football, NFL lunch style. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw's on the other side of the glass. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. That will be revealed in less than an hour. But yesterday, Tavius Robinson, who was tied for the Ravens' lead in sacks with two, talked to the masses out there at one winning drive and was asked about Zach Orr.
I don't hear any of that really. No, I don't pay attention to you know, the outside social media and all that. But I think Zach Orr is a great coach, and he puts us in the positions to be great and make plays. So, again, it's on us as players to go out there, execute the scheme, and make the plays when our number's called.
I don't have confidence in him. That's just me, you know, and it's been so he's putting everybody in the right positions 4 weeks in a row, and they're 30-something and can't be. You know, I mean, the scheme, I think it's more his scheme and adjustments and stuff. You know, I mean, Mike McDonald find ways to get free rushers. They had free rushers last week. You know, Spags had free rushers against the Ravens. You know, I think it's more or than it is anything else.
And they're not good at anything.
No, because they're not tackling well. They can't pressure the quarterback. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, usually if pass defense sucks, they're good at stopping the run or they'll force some turnovers, but they're just bad across the board.
Yep, they are. And that's why, you know, I mean, you know, Harbs is kind of jumping on Munkin's ass. You know, and they're, you know, scoring over 30 points a game, and your defense is in the 30s and everything. And we've heard Cordell and Brian Wacker say Harv's spending more time with the defense, and we better see some improvements.
Tavius Robinson was also asked about the team's practice habits getting ready for this next game.
100%. Yeah, I think it's about having these habits and continue to build on them and just continue to, you know, make the habits even better than they already are. So I think day by day, it'll get better for sure.
Well, it can't get worse, number one. And that habits, you know, are you doing the right habits? You know, because there's a lot of mental errors going on defense. Are they doing too much? Are you asking guys to do things they can't do? I don't know, but there's definitely something wrong. And it needs to be fixed. And it hadn't been fixed yet. And it's been a month.
Let's move to the offense. Rashad Bateman had a relatively quiet start to the 2025 season, but it looks like Cooper Rush is going to be the starting quarterback in place of the injured Lamar. So, Rashad, what are we doing here?
I would definitely agree with Mark. You know, we don't get a lot of reps in with Coop, so being able to be communicative on what we want and what he wants to get the job done. And, you know, Cooper's done an amazing job since he's been here, so we got all trust that he, you know what I'm saying, get the job done.
Sounds like he's playing, Bob. I'm listening to the baby.
Sure. Old Coop there.
But, yeah, because he's used to throwing, you know, in the preseason and stuff. Who was he throwing with? Tez and Westry and everything. So yeah, he's got to get a good feel for these guys, and having the whole week to practice will be good for him. And you know what? They're going to designate things to try to get. You know, if you're going to take a shot, you're probably going to throw it to Bateman down the field. You know, and you're going to throw your quick stuff probably to Likely. You know, on quick screens and Zay. You know, you're going to have packages for each guy, and hopefully that you're being able to pound a rock, and then you'll be able to take some shots with play action. But I think we're going to see a lot of run-pass option type stuff, Bob.
What do you think of the relatively slow start for Bateman himself? 10 catches, 112 yards, averaging 11.2. Usually he's in the 15 yards and above.
Yeah, I mean...
one touchdown.
Yeah. To me, you know what the biggest problem is, Bob? 15 sacks. That's the biggest problem. 15 sacks, and Lamar's holding the ball too long, and they've got to get open, you know, and having no run game and just lining up and throwing the ball, that's not them. That's not them as a team to just line up and throw it. They can't hold up long enough to do it, and, you know, the receivers, they got to create more separation.
And finally, Rashad Bateman, even without Lamar Jackson, is there enough there weapons-wise for this offense to be good?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of dogs. I mean, we got a lot of people who can make plays. I think we just got to, you know, be in a position to make plays. And on our end as players, we got to, you know, execute those plays. So the Ravens always got the guys. We always got the guys to get the job done no matter who's playing. So it's all about execution and being on the same page.
Well, I think they definitely got the guys to get it done. They just, like he said, they got to get the ball in their hands. And that's why I said over 100 yak yards. And if they have over 100 yak yards, they'll win. And they'll score points. And I think they're all going to have opportunities. And they're all good at it. Andrews is not great yak guy. Bateman's okay. But Zay and Likely are really good at it. And I'd like to see that, you know, Justice Hill's a good yak guy, too.
It's 58-81-057 the Pen. No longer we have time for a call. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Reisterstown. It's Kai. Kai, what's happening? Kai. Illegal formation.
Yeah, he must be at the gas station or something. He's not driving.
Him and Trippy are taking a nap together, I guess. Let's go to Cool C at Timonium. Cool C, what's up?
Okay, we know the Ravens are ranked last in defense, right? 32nd?
Yep.
Okay. Guess all over ESPN this morning. Guess who's ranked last in first and second down run plays? Last in the NFL on first and second down run plays, Baltimore Ravens.
Offensively or defensively?
Offensively, the Ravens are ranked 32nd in first and second down run plays.
And that's why they're 30th in number of total rushes attempts.
Correct. And the number one rushing team in football doesn't run the ball anymore on first and second down. Now, we all know that's not our problem. And like they all said, and they all agreed, top guys, analysts around the country, if the Ravens defense was just average, we'd be 3-1 right now instead of 1-3. Probably wouldn't have beaten the Chiefs. The offense didn't show up against the Chiefs.
I agree.
But we probably would be 3-1 if they were average. So this is your issue, okay? Look. And now Lamar's down. So we got to squeak out these next two somehow. Hopefully he can go. I don't know. Is it official? They're saying it's still not official.
If he's got a hammy, you know, he ain't playing.
He's out. Yeah. All right. Now, I want to ask you a question. We'll ask before I go, because nobody seems to want to answer this, except for Romo and Nance. After Justice Hill's 73-yard touchdown run against the Chiefs, the Ravens are down 18. Why are we kicking an extra point? Did they not know what the score was? Did they just fall asleep? Or did they, according to Romo and Nance, they wave the white flag. You go for two and make it a two-score game at 16. Give Cooper Rush a chance. Why not? They kicked the extra point and made it 17. Tell me the logic in that. And I want to hear your response because nobody seems to be able to answer this question. And now you had 2 minutes left and three timeouts. You try an onside kick, you don't get it, okay, take the knee. But why quit? As far as I'm concerned, Harbaugh quit or didn't know what the score was. Explain to me why we kicked an extra point to make it 17. Got to go. Thank you.
Thank you. Keep you from your next appointment.
Cool, hard facts from Cool C.
Yeah, Cool C.
I'm pretty sure he mentioned that on Monday, too. And then we talked about
it.
Nobody's talking about this. Nobody but Romo.
Yeah. Should they have, and the time was of the essence, and, you know, I'm not disagreeing with Cool C at all, but by not going for two, which you're still very long odds of winning the game, you're conceding defeat by kicking the extra point, because now it's still a three-possession game, and that's
Bob, here's all I got to say. If our defense was playing, not giving up, they gave up eight straight scoring drives. You know, I mean, to me, it was inevitable, the loss.
When we come back.
And no Lamar?
Let's try to improve our standings, at least me and Nolan. No losses here as we do our picks for this week. Vinny's off tomorrow, so we're going to do College Ed Pro. Stick around for that. Then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Talk real and fantasy football with him. Maybe he'll give you a daily play or two for tonight's game, Rams and 49.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny and Haney's Football Pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
All right. Week 6, college football. Week 5, NFL. Time for picks. Vinny, Haney, Nolan here on this Total Request Thursday. All right, Nolan, let's get a standings update before we start making wrong decisions here.
Vinny's still well out in front here. 71 correct picks for him. I'm in second place at 65 correct picks. And Bob the Caboose, 63. The red caboose.
Yeah, I don't want to have a temper tantrum or anything, but I had a horrible, horrible week last week. But let's get her rolling there, Nolan.
Start with the local game. Maryland hosting Washington, measuring stick game for the Terps. The Washington getting the credit here as far as Vegas is concerned. 6.5-point favorites on the road.
Yeah, what was Wisconsin 2 weeks ago? They were a big favorite over the Terps, too.
It was like 9.
Yeah. This is a different athletic group. Much more speed and stuff from Washington than Maryland's faced. I hope the Terps win, but I'm going to take Washington.
Yeah, I just can't do it. I can't do it yet. I mean, this Maryland team has shown me something that I didn't think they would to this point in the season. I have to give them their just due for that. I just don't see this one. I'll go Washington.
Well, like I did with the Wisconsin game. Screw that 9-point spread. I'm going Terps. I'm going Maryland again. Now, if it's 14-0 Washington and in the first quarter, things could get interesting here. But I'm going to give the old hometown team the benefit of the doubt.
Vanderbilt taking on Alabama. Crimson Tide are 10.5-point favorites in this one, although Vandy did upset them just last year. Carried the goalposts down into the river.
That's right.
And Vandy's undefeated. Game day's there. I think Alabama blows them out this time.
Yeah. Alabama, or Vandy hasn't been undefeated 5-0 since like 1920 or something crazy like that.
Even Nick Saban wanted to give them their just due. I saw that earlier this week or over the weekend, but yeah, I'll go with the Tide.
Yeah, let's go Alabama.
Miami versus Florida State. Miami, the Hurricanes here, favored by 3.5.
Yeah, it's at Florida State. Florida State coming off after a loss at Virginia. I think Florida State bounces back. Home crowd and all that. I'm going to take Florida State.
I'll go Hurricanes here. I'll go Miami.
Yeah, I'm going upset alert based on the spread. I'm taking Florida State. Getting 4.5 at home, won't we, Vinny?
This spread a little more wide. Texas Tech versus Houston. Texas Tech favored by 10.5 here.
Both are undefeated. It's at Houston. I'll take Texas Tech.
I'm going to go Houston. Tear down some goalposts and storm the field at 4-0.
No upset, yeah.
Pretty hefty line at home.
No upset for me. I'll go Texas Tech. This one. Matchup of premier coaches, although the teams, maybe not so much. Clemson versus North Carolina. Clemson, 14.5 is the spread in their favor.
Wow. Wow. What has Belichick got in store for Odabo? I'm going to take Clemson.
Yeah, no, there's no reason to pick against them here.
Yeah, let's not overthink
it. Both are 1-3, right?
Yeah, but Clemson's going to be 2-3 and probably an angry one at that.
And lastly here for college, Texas versus Florida. Texas, 6.5-point favorite as the road team.
Florida's beat up. I'm going to take Texas.
Yeah, it's just something's not right about Arch Manning here. I'm going to go Florida.
Yeah, maybe those glasses he's pimping aren't clear enough, but I'm going to take Texas to win on the road.
Over to the NFL, we got another early game on Sunday, 9:30 kickoff here in London. Vikings taking on Cleveland. New quarterback for Cleveland, big spot for Dylan Gabriel, but I do think Minnesota gets the win here. They've been adjusted, they've been overseas, they were overseas last week, their bodies are all in sync, Cleveland a little more out of whack.
See, and I think Aaron Rodgers handled that defense beautifully, getting the ball out so quick and everything, and he's got, what, 20 years of experience? Dylan Gabriel's first game, Minnesota.
It's going to be an interesting game. But I don't know, man. Judkins looks like he's a keeper. Carson Wentz is Carson Wentz. You know what I'm saying? What are you doing, Nolan? I'm waiting for you.
I picked Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah. I'll take the Vikings.
Reluctantly.
Yeah, I'm not enthused with either team.
Right? Here's the one we need to hear from you on, because you're the only one that's been daring enough to take the Dolphins this year. They're taking on Carolina, and they're favored. Although it's a pick'em, a 1.5-point spread in favor of the Dolphins as the road team.
I'm going Carolina. Carolina's good at home. They suck on the road. You know, they spanked Atlanta at home 30-0, then they go get spanked at New England. No Tyreek Hill. I'm taking Carolina.
Yeah, I'll leave the Dolphins to Bob. I'll go Panthers.
I'm going to Miami. No Tyreek Hill, but waddle, waddle, waddle. Darren Waller and HN. Let's go Dolphins.
Vegas Raiders taking on the Colts.
Indianapolis favored by 6.5 at home.
Indy's good at home. Indy.
Yeah, they'll get that bounce back.
The Indy with Geno Smith, couple of picks.
Stinker in this one here. Giants in New Orleans. It is in New Orleans. Somebody has to win, I guess. We could have another tie. 1.5 points in favor of New Orleans.
Yeah, and I had a hard time with these next couple games. I'm going to take New Orleans because they're at home.
I'm going to go Gents, Dart.
Yeah, I don't want to do it, but Dart showed a little something there. Yeah, better than I thought he would.
No receiver.
No, no. But hey, Scataboo, our boy.
Oh, Scataboo.
Just give it to him.
Yep.
Cowboys and Jets. Looking for the spread here on this one. I had it.
Two and a half,
yes, in favor of Dallas.
Dallas's offense looks good. I'll take the Cowboys on the road.
I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm taking the Jets. It just feels like, just feels right.
I mean, Justin Fields hasn't been bad. They did lose the running back, Braylon. Yeah, Braylon Allen, big knee injury there. I'm going to go Jets. I'm with you, Nolan. I want to see Jerry Jones' face get a little more wrinkled. Well, he'll just get it operated on.
Yeah.
All right, Broncos traveling to take on the Eagles here. Philadelphia, 3.5-point favorites at home. Could be a defensive slugfest. I think the Eagles win again, even if it is ugly.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Eagles, too. But they haven't been playing great, and they're going to lose here eventually. I'll stick with Eagles. If it was in Denver, I'd take Denver.
Eagles?
Yeah.
Bob?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, this one's going to be fast and easy.
Arizona.
Titans versus Cardinals.
I watched the film. Arizona sucks.
Yep.
Tennessee sucks.
Right.
Yeah, but is Otis Anderson running the ball for the Cardinals? They got no running backs left. But yes, we'll go Cardinals.
Yeah, they're favored by 7.5 at home. Buccaneers and Seahawks. This one, Seattle favored by 3.5 at home. But I'm going to say Tampa Bay goes on the road and gets this one.
I'm going with Mike McDonald. Mike McDonald's defense playing good. Kenneth Walker's running the ball. Sam Darnold looks comfortable. Seattle.
I'm going to go Tampa. I'm with Nolan. I think Baker gets it done in this game.
Be another easy one here. Lions traveling to take on the Bengals, but they are 10.5-point road favorites.
Lions.
Mm-hmm. Bob, not getting crazy?
Yeah. Give me the Bengals, man. What's the matter? No, Lions.
All right. Be careful. I could lock it in faster.
No, lock it in. Is that your final answer? Yeah.
Commanders and Chargers here. Chargers 2.5-point favorites at home.
I like Chargers defense. You know, Washington, no McLaurin. Jaden Daniels is back. I don't know if this is the game he wants to be back for. I'll take Chargers coming off of that bad loss to the Giants, too.
Yeah, I'll go L.A.
Yeah, make it L.A.
And let's see, Sunday Night Football division matchup. Patriots traveling to take on the Bills. Another what appears to be easy matchup in the Bills' schedule. They are 7.5-point favorites at home. I think New England could cover, but I can't pick against the Bills.
I'm right there with you. I think it's going to be closer than the experts think, and I'll take the Bills because you know what? Josh Allen just does just enough to figure out how to win it.
Yeah, give me the AFC Player of the Month, James Cook, and the Buffalo Bills.
And lastly here, Baltimore hosting Houston. Although the Ravens, a rare home underdog, 2.5 points in favor of Houston. I'm going low scoring, I'm going ugly, and I'm going ugly score against the Ravens. Texans win this one 17-13. I just didn't see enough out of Cooper Rush in the preseason. I mean, look, he doesn't have to be Lamar. He doesn't even have to be close to Lamar. But he was god-awful in the preseason. Better weapons around him, but I'm just not convinced in this defense. Look, even if they give up 17 here, it'd be better than what they've done the past couple weeks, but they're not going to get the stop when it matters most. I don't trust them to get after Stroud. I don't trust them to get turnovers. Texans win.
All right, I'm taking the Ravens 24-20. I believe Harb's getting them back this week, and Travis Jones will be back. Van Noy will be back. That'll help. They just got to get after, just be aggressive, man. And you know that. I can't wait to hear Monken today. You know they're going to run the hell out of the ball. I'm taking the Ravens. I think Cooper Rush is going to make some plays. And we're going to have over 100 yak yards too, Bob. And Mike Green's going to have a sack.
Oh. I'm going to go Ravens 19-17 with the Looper kicking the game-winning field goal. Ooh. His first. Are we not picking tonight's game, San Francisco and L.A.?
I completely forgot what day of the week it was. 49ers and Rams. Good call. Rams. Let's see.
Rams.
Oh, yeah. Niners way too beat up.
We'll come back. Mike Harmon, Real and Fantasy Football with him. Inside Access at 2 after a fun-ass trip here on the Fan.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Plex is the podcast. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's the one and only Mike Harmon. Mike, what's up?
What's going on, boys? Week 5. Are you guys ready to be pressed into action? Or are you better on the offensive line? Or can you cover? Are you a good cover corner? What do you got?
Well, all of the corners are right now hurt. So there's going to be a lot of new guys. And Jair Alexander, who hasn't played since Week 1. And other than that, everything's looking good. But to your point, bringing up the Ravens, sit here at 1-3. So what's more surprising to you, that the Ravens are 1-3 or that the Colts and Jaguars are both 3-1?
Jaguars are a bit surprising at 3-1. I had hope that the Colts would be able to take advantage of some opportunities, and I've been a Daniel Jones truther for a while, just wondering if it was – he just needed to find a different place to play his football, you know, with a running back who wasn't hurt all the time. Hi, Saquon. But all of that to say, you know, you look at the Ravens at 1-3. Look, but the battle you guys had with Kansas City last week, like both those squads, the schedule makers did them no favors. Like the first quarter of the season, absolutely a horrible run. Physical games, division opponents, tough matchups, all of that. Not that you can duck and hide forever, but it certainly doesn't let you build into the season like so many coaches would like to.
Well, like as I pointed out, Mike, all week long, The Ravens have been favored in every game. So even those three losses, two of them on the road, they were favored. But, you know, it is what it is. Now that they are banged up, which is a very unfortunate turn of events. But what about Houston here? We mentioned Jacksonville and Indy, both 3-1. All right, Tennessee, rebuilding years maybe, coming their way. What the hell's going on with the Texans sitting here at 1-3?
Well, you look at a squad that they never rebuilt the offensive line. Well, it was already a bad offensive line, lost the only components that mattered. They had Laremy Tunsil leaves and et cetera. Wide receiving core, it's Nico Collins and a bunch of wishing, wanting, and hoping. They look like they've found something in running back Woody Marks, a guy that we kind of talked about coming into the season as a potential ninja operation with Joe Mixon banged up and Nick Chubb looking a little slower. I don't know how much they gave him that touchdown a couple of weeks ago. Tampa in that game for clock management, whatever. But either way, it counts just the same. But you at least have that. And for C.J. Stroud, more people I talk to, and each week I get to hang out and pick the brain of Greg Cosell, who, you know, watches this stuff and studies film at a higher level than I ever aspire to, or really want to, for that matter. But, you know, the regression of C.J. Stroud is a real thing. He's not working with anticipation. Maybe he just doesn't trust his line. Maybe he doesn't trust his receivers altogether. It is a very suspect operation, and they can only get to play Tennessee so many times.
Hey, Mike, I want to get your opinion on a couple teams who I really like what they're doing right now, both in the NFC West, Seattle and the Rams.
Seattle, young squad, a lot of speed defensively. Charbonnet and Walker, a nice 1-2 combination. And when you got Jackson Smith and Jigba, just let him go get the football. So, I mean, doing some good things. We'll be curious to see what the rest of that receiving core rounds out to. Arroyo with a big play last week. I think we'll see more of him as it goes. But Sam Darnold, I think we're proving that there's an equation. The further you get away from the Jets, the better for you. And then, you know, with the Rams, I mean, it's all system go. The last couple of years, a lot of injuries beset them early. This time, they're the healthiest squad going. You know, Matthew Stafford's back could go at any time, but in the interim, you're looking at a 1-2 combination. Kyron Williams, daily fantasy. I think Blake Corum offers an opportunity, but that point spread drifting out to 8.5 might be in danger zone because it is a division matchup and they know each other so well. As even with San Francisco banged up, I would suspect they hang around a bit in this one. But, you know, is Puka Nacua the best receiver in football right now? It's hard to argue against him. Add Devontae Adams, who shook off whatever he had left of the Raiders in him. So, I mean, that's good. Good for business, and right now they're healthy, but we'll see how it goes. Young defense, young offense, and seems to click for McVay right now.
Hey, Mike, who are the must plays this weekend?
Yeah, as we look at the board, last week we had really good success with our running back plays for sure. With the quarterbacks, most of the usual suspects, as we look at Herbert against Washington, back end top 10. Fields against Dallas. Look, right now, anybody against Dallas, we're throwing them out there, especially making some plays with the legs. Garrett Wilson should be able to get over the top once, twice, three times. I don't know. Will Eberflus switch his defense? We'll treat it like an episode of Soap. I don't know. Allen and Hurts atop the rankings. There you go. For all those folks, 55, 75, or whatever, and older. We are children of the same era.
We're bent today.
Stafford tonight is a mid QB too. leave no stone unturned, right? Geno and Stroud and all of those guys at the back end. Tua might be a little bit of a ninja pick for you as you look for an opportunity. Running back position, Omarion Hampton. The kids are all right. You know, all those rookies making their A. With, you know, Cook and Achane leading the way amongst the veterans. McCaffrey, because of the target count, he's third in the NFL right now in terms of targets. Not doing much on the ground. I think he's averaging a little more than falling forward. But if you're going to give me the PPR, I'm going to take those like Skittles on the ground. I'll follow the trail to whatever horrors that leads me to. Puka, Amon-Ra St. Brown atop the list. George Pickens going up against the Jets. He's the number one guy, and he's feeling loved right now. Dak playing some good football. Obviously, I was remiss not mentioning him. Xavier Worthy, a solid play and an opportunist right now.
And then with Debo back at practice, feeling pretty good. Chargers defense right now trying to find themselves after some early success.
Last thing for you, Mike. Who's running the football for the Cardinals this week and beyond?
This will be the one and only, the never debated. It's Demarcado, which means he's a flex play, and then we shrug and wish and hope. That's an offense that I think as a team, right, we talk about the NFC West, some optimism based on drafting defense, hoping that Marvin Harrison Jr. would become a more consistent option. We've seen him shine in three or four moments and wet the bed and others. So, and then James Conner gets hurt, Benton gets hurt. So next man up, Demarcado. You're next on the line.
Mike Harbin, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I want your flex, Mike, as always. Appreciate the time and the information. Enjoy tonight's game, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
Peace and love. Tell Lamar he's got to be ready for when the Bears come to town, because I come too.
All right, I got him on speed dial, so I'll make sure that happens.
Okay, I would appreciate that. If you can get that message out in big font, that'd be awesome.
All right. Yeah, you got a better chance of him signing a jersey than me getting in touch with Lamar Jackson. When we come back, find out trip, find out how we're damning to tomorrow with Featured Artist Friday. And we got bad basketball recruiting news, University of Maryland men. Oh, Vinny, you're off this weekend or tomorrow. Where are you going?
Flying to Phoenix tonight. Charlie and Penn State, they play at Arizona State Friday night, Saturday night, both on the NHL Network. So that's big. And they're Penn State's ranked fifth preseason, Arizona State's 14th. So, and then I'll be back on the red eye Saturday night to be able to do pregame.
That sounds very exciting. Live from the Horseshoe Casino. Nolan, let's get to that pun now.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with Nellie in Abingdon, who says Lamar possibly being out for a few weeks could be a blessing in disguise from a game plan standpoint. Monken has no choice but to run the ball. Give it to Henry and Keaton Mitchell for that matter. Get them going again, so when Lamar comes back, the passing game can complement the run game. Run first to set up the pass, not vice versa.
No Lamar at practice today, by the way.
No.
No Kyle Hamilton at practice today. No Roquan, no Marlin, no Awuzie, no Van Noy.
Yeah, the Van Noy one's kind of – that to me, practice yesterday, and he must be sore today.
Yeah, Nate's back and Ronnie Stanley. Back.
Wiggins back, that's big. Ronnie back, better be able to put that foot in the ground and anchor, because Hunter and Anderson, they're coming.
Wiggins was carted off on Sunday, right?
Elbow.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
So, drilled by Pacheco.
Well, that's already maybe a long walk to the locker room. I don't know. It just feels weird to get carted off for an elbow injury and then be there 2 days later. Right.
Maybe it hit his funny bone or something. Yeah. You know?
There's nothing funny about it. Right? There's nothing funny about that.
Damn, how about Nolan today? He's full of personality today.
I better leave now. You better get out of here. Stop
the show. He's coming.
Let's see. Last text for the day comes from Matt New Orleans. Says, it seems like the Ravens are developing a losing mentality, and losing teams lose, and they accept their fate. They know they stink. You can see it on the field with the penalties, the sloppy play, missed assignments, drop passes, you name it. This team needs to go out and run the ball down someone's throat to get their mojo back. Henry, 150-plus, needed in the worst way. I think it would do a lot for everyone on the team's confidence.
Yeah, I think we talk about they've been out hit 2 weeks in a row. Go run the ball. Nothing better about running the ball with your O-line, making them physical.
Going to do it for us. Vinny, have a safe trip.
Thank you.
Good luck to Penn State hockey coming up this weekend. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 o'clock, as we said, with Featured Artist Friday. Ryan Ripken will be joining us at noon as we rip it with him. Talk about the baseball playoffs. Three series decided today into tonight. We'll preview the DS. We know the Dodgers and Phillies are going to get it on. That's going to be fun for sure. We'll talk more about the Ravens and Texans and all the good stuff that surrounds that. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.